This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for May 22nd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. To the moon, China! China is preparing to launch a lunar rover mission later this year, and has just launched a satellite to act as a communications relay. The Chang'e-4 lunar lander will be the first mission to the far side of the moon of any country, and the relay satellite will be needed to communicate with it, since the moon always shows the same side to the Earth. It's all part of China's plan to become a bigger force in space exploration, and perhaps even to land a man on the moon. First, he was relegated to the dustbin of the Star Wars Legends non-canon universe, and then he made his triumphant return to canon in animated form in Star Wars Rebels. Now, Grand Admiral Thrawn may be headed to the big screen. At least that's the rumor based on Thrawn creator Timothy Zahn's recent comment that two more Thrawn-themed books are on hold until Episode 9 gets finalized. Is it because Thrawn somehow figures into that story? It may be a stretch to even call this a rumor, but Thrawn fans would love it if true. It came from beyond the solar system. Astronomers say that a 2-mile-wide asteroid orbiting the wrong way around Jupiter came from beyond our solar system. All the planets and asteroids in the solar system orbit in the same direction because they inherited the spin from the original cloud of gas and dust that formed them. So how did this one asteroid start going the other way, and when did it start? The answer to the second question is since the formation of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago, which means the answer to the first question is because it wasn't part of the original dust cloud. Welcome, immigrant asteroid. The Expanse may be coming back. The series, recently canceled by the Sci-Fi Channel after its third season, is said to be in talks with Amazon to continue on their streaming service in a fourth season. The series is based on a best-selling series of books that Amazon chief Jeff Bezos is a big fan of. Lucky for Expanse fans that he is. The fact that fans of The Expanse made a big ruckus, including flying a banner over Amazon headquarters asking them to pick up the show, certainly didn't hurt. Plus, I really want to see Clancy Brown play Adolphus Murtry from the fourth book, Sabola Burns. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.